Justin Starling, ninth place, really good ride, and you beat Chiz.
Yeah.
Screw that guy.
No, I've got him in the heat the last two weekends. Well, this weekend and this past weekend.
Yeah.
And I mean, of course, you always want to beat him, of course, but that's not the end goal, right? Yeah. And I was really just hoping to get past AP and Freeze in the points.
Yeah.
And then I figured Brees being one up, it would be tough to beat him. And honestly, I'm not racing outdoors, so for me, I was like, just lay it all on the table tonight and see what happens. And yeah, I think I had a decent jump off the start. I was kind of in there a little bit. I actually hugged it pretty well. I took the inside gates both races. And
your heat start was good.
Yeah, it was good. And even my practice start earlier was good there. So I kind of had an idea what I was going to do in the start, and then I kind of shuffled myself back a little bit. I think I got a little nervous. But then I kind of held my own and just started picking them off. Bloss went down, which that helped me, which sucks for him, but it helped me. Then I got back past Brees, past Bogle again. And then, I got Chiz with maybe 2 minutes to go.
Yep.
And then Brees got him. And then that battle right there was, like I was saying, was for 16th in the championship.
Yeah.
So, we ended up tying on points. And my ninth was able to beat his or beat the tie.
Yep. Tiebreak. Yeah.
But, you really can't ask for much better for me. And then even Hartraff was eighth, and he was only like 2 seconds ahead of me.
Yeah.
So I felt great the whole night. The bike was awesome. And we'll just try to take this and carry it in the next year.
Look, obviously injuries helped you. There's no doubt about that. But I really felt like you built all year and got better all year. Like, and obviously we lost some guys. But, man, I still think you were just really getting better all year long.
Yeah, I think so. I always do get a little better towards the end of the season, which is a big – I don't know. I also started the season while winning an LCQ at A1. So I missed three mains this whole season, and it was like three in a row, which was kind of embarrassing. But – I held my own. You still have to show up to 17 races, so other people unfortunately couldn't do that with injuries or whatever, but I was able to do that, and I've never scored more than 87 points. I just scored 103, and ninth in a 450 main. You got to take it, right? I mean, there's always those small asterisks of people not showing up, but I showed up to all 17, and I drove myself there too. So,
exactly. Full credit. I was just going to get into that. So, like with these rides and these finishes, I wonder, like, can you get out of this thing and maybe get into a truck next year? But then again, you and I have talked when you came on the show. Running your own program, picking your own sponsors, picking the things that work is also part of the reason why you did so well. So it's a real catch 22.
Yeah, it's kind of bittersweet, right? I feel like I could maybe catch some traction with something, but I have two-year deals with my program, and I'm very, very happy with it. It's clearly working. But also, Mishy from Castrol, he's here, and that's who I race for in Germany and everything, and he's my mechanic today. So we've been working on stuff that we're going to do in Europe, and doing my own program allows me to be more free to do that stuff. So, we'll still do all 17 next year, but we'll be able to race some more in Europe as well without a team saying no or getting mad at me for doing it. So, I'm going to stick with my program unless a factory team calls me, which we know they're not.
Yep.
But that would be the only way of me going somewhere else. And even then, I'm very happy with the people I have in my program.
Okay, you and Kay gave me a lot of shit about my race and not getting in it. But then you wanted to be in it, then you didn't want to be in it. But overall, what'd you think? And did you wish you would be in it?
Seeing what Brees and Chiz did...
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually probably would have taken the second row. Didn't expect them to do that by any means.
Yeah.
But at the same time, no, my goal, like I told you when we announced it in the show, was to not be in it and be good enough to not be in the points and that. And I was able to exceed that expectation for me. Maybe next year. We'll see. But I would like to be wild card in every time.
Right.
I don't want to be in the points for that.
You make the points, you know it's going bad.
It's going very bad at that point. And as of right now, we're doing very well with what we're doing. So, it was a great race, though. I commentated with Cade.
Yeah.
I'm very bad at that. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry to everyone that's going to watch it. But it was a great time. So.
All right. Well, hey, really good year this year. Underrated, great year for you. And we'll get you back in the studio soon. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm free all summer.